When Rachel Gresham started her third year in the School of Architecture at Virginia Tech, there was a surprise awaiting her. The school had a commission to build a farmer's market for Covington, Virginia. And despite their lack of experience, Rachel and her classmates would do the job.
On the first day of class, when we look at our syllabus and it says steel-toe boots and a hard hat and a current tetanus shot, you're thinking, you know, what are we going to be doing? And as soon as we started measuring and cutting and laying things out, we ran into problems. And we wouldn't have known that otherwise unless we had put our hands on it and actually built it ourselves. Now we know how things get put together.
Professors Keith and Marie Zawistowski oversaw the project and helped get a grant to pay for contractors and materials. Keith coached the students in how to talk with clients, to listen, and to explain what you'd like to build for them.
They have to learn how to present ideas to people who might not understand them in technical terms. So they start to have to present their project in a way that makes sense to the community that the building's for.
Then they needed to get permits and to work with contractors. This year, the students designed and erected an outdoor amphitheater and park for the city of Clifton Forge. Professor Marie Zawistowski says opportunities like this are bound to build confidence.
You know, this is a very unique experience for them. They don't fully realize what it will bring them yet. They're experiencing the very practical pieces of it. But, you know, in the end of it, when the community receives this building, which is a unique piece of architecture that these students have poured their heart and souls in designing and building, is a really special moment for all of them.
The Design Build Lab also promotes public understanding of architecture. Keith Zawistowski recalls last year's presentation of plans for the 4,500-square-foot pavilion where 27 farmers could sell their wares.
They explained the design for the roof of their building, how it could provide stack effect ventilation and cool the space without fans, or how it was shaped to collect rainwater. And there was a really powerful moment where one of the community members came up to them at the end of their presentation and said, "Now I understand why architecture and architects matter."
While this concept of training architects in a design build lab is new to most schools, Tech was an early adopter, and the Zawistowskis were old pros. They trained at the Rural Studio, a similar program at Auburn University.
We were both undergraduate students, and it's actually where we met. As students, we designed and built a charity house for a poor family in Alabama. And that experience for us was probably the kind of the defining moment in our education, because you gain what we've been referring to as durable knowledge.
And student Rachel Gresham says it's the kind of background that could give graduates an edge in the job market.
Now that that project is in my portfolio and I'm going to interviews and talking with future employers about it, I'm surprised at how much I know about everything, and every little question that they ask, I have an answer to.
As a bonus, the students who completed last year's project entered the Modern Farmers Market, made from local and recycled wood, in a statewide competition sponsored by the American Institute of Architects, and beat dozens of professional firms to win a Design Excellence Award. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.